Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by. We are going to be covering a couple of things today. I think that we'll have time for phone calls if you want to call in. The number is 515-602-9725. And when you call in, give your name or whatever you want to do, but it doesn't show your phone number. So it's kind of nice because you don't have to worry about looking good. I wanted to touch on a couple of things, but one of the things that is on my mind is what I see as the splitting of our base again on the right, just like during 2016 and 2020. So I'm going to try to address that. And I'm going to point you to a couple of things that you might not find in your normal things that you're coming across. And then we're going to be talking about ways for supplementing your income and then some tools. And I think I have something that's on my heart that I want to talk about. And I'm just going to be real frank and real honest. So if you are ready to get rolling, go get something to drink, get a cup of Joe, get a cup of cocoa or tea or water, whatever, and get ready to get rolling. All right, I wanted to point out that I put the summer special that Blog Talk Radio is offering, which is a very good offer. It's hard to, put links into the show notes if you don't have the upgraded account. It won't let you post links. And so that's one reason to upgrade. There's other reasons as well, like the Direct Connect and all that. So check out their offer, say 50% on any of the pro plans. Blog Talk Radio is, international, and it was one of the first platforms to, I think, let you arrange things by category. Like this particular show today is in culture. There's similar things out there, but and you can be compensated, and you can get advertisers, but you have to be putting on a professional level show, and you have to be consistent, and you have to also be not talking about things that the, for lack of a better term, shadow government doesn't want talked about. Like when I was doing shows last year, for example, right in the middle of the show, it would be all this static and cutting in and out because I wasn't supposed to, talk about child sex trafficking or the election results, those kind of things. So we have an illusion of freedom. Okay, this country is not free, and no other country is free either. Okay, there's definitely something very weird and bad going on. And then no one wants to hear that because that's depressing. But I'm just going to tell you straight that there are shows out there that are all fun and good stuff and, happy talk and, I'm trying this new makeup out and I like this new makeup. And, then suddenly they get, boxes delivered to them from different companies and get, I love this new thing. And, look, they sent me a package to try out and talk about. I mean, that's nice. I think it must be a fun way to make a living. So that's not going to happen to me because I'm not talking about anything that is, you know, fun and nice. So I'm kind of stuck in this spot where, in my opinion, it doesn't make any sense to talk about happy sweet talk if you are if we're not going to have our country. So I keep hoping that I could get this part done and then we could move on to, you know, having the kind of world you want to live in. Like I don't even feel comfortable to buy things online and have it delivered anymore because everything gets messed up, wrong stuff comes, the packages are stolen, that kind of stuff. And, you know, you talk about someone who used to not even have to worry about locking the door. And now it's like you're living in fear. And it's because of the criminals and the very desperate people that are flooding into our country, thanks to the intentional destruction of America. And if you don't realize that, then you must be living in a bubble. I mean, if people in cities like San Francisco and New York that leave their cars unlocked so that the person will not break in and break the windows and loot around when there's nothing in it to begin with. I mean, desperate people do desperate things. And that's one thing is if you've lived in America, you haven't experienced, unless you've lived in cities run by Democrats with lots of people from other countries crowded in there that, you know, are have no issue with stealing and killing. It's for Americans that are, I would say, like over 40, you know, we're like having culture shock right now, what we see happening and like the riots and the intentional destruction of our country. And because the media is paid not to cover it, most people aren't even aware. I'm going to give you an example of something I just went through yesterday. And if, again, if you want to call into the show, it's 515-602-9725. I mean, I kind of look at this show as like a way to get the truth out and go around the media and say what needs to be said. Because if you're not watching like andweknow.com or freedomforce.live videos, where she tries to talk about current events and show interesting things from a biblical perspective, you're not going to be aware. Like I know my daughter and her friends studied political science. They were very, you know, with it and interested in current events when they were in college. They've totally tuned out. They are so disgusted. They would never even think about getting into politics now because they see what a dirty, disgusting, really infested by bad people that are no morals and are liars and cheaters and scumbags. Like, why would you want to work with those kind of people? Well, that ties into what I'm going to tell you about my experience at Social Security Administration yesterday. I'm taking Social Security early, and I don't want to, but I have to, and been advised to. And it's mainly because of not being able to get a job offer. And I went in with all my papers and everything to show, you know, who I was, and I started getting really, you know, I think inappropriate questions from the foreign clerk that was in there, asking about if I'm still married and, you know, my husband and all that stuff. And my husband happened to have been out for a walk, but he came back in during it and during the interview. And then they tell you that, you know, everything you say will be used against you if you lie, and, you know, it's, you can't, you know, you lying or writing on not true is, you know, a crime. You know, they really put the scare the heck out of you. And mind you, they have your money that you've paid in for all the years that you've worked. It's your money, right? And they're handing out checks, unemployment EBT cards, welfare cards, and Social Security to people who've never even lived in America, but they're giving me a hard time about getting my own money. And to make it worse, I gave all my documents over, and when I had got my last passport before the lockdown, not knowing that the lockdown was coming, put all this money out for a passport I can't use, I realized that when I got back the old passport, I didn't get my birth certificate back. And because of my mother moving a lot and having a lot of kids, she didn't have very good track of records, and so I didn't have like a pristine copy, or even I might not even have had the original. I had a copy that she had given me when I started working. The bottom line is I didn't get it back anyway. The woman said, "I need to see your marriage license, your marriage certificate, I said, "I have all my passports. I couldn't have gotten these passports if I had not provided the proper evidence. I couldn't have had licenses in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and California if I hadn't, provided the proper paperwork, and I wouldn't have been able to get employed, and my twin sister, who's born on the same day as me, would not have been able to get her credentials and been a teacher and been, passports that she's received." So she starts telling me that she needs to see my original birth certificate, not the one I have, and otherwise I can't get my Social Security. And I said, "Well, how did I get these government documents, passports and driver's licenses, if I hadn't provided that to begin with?" And she said, "Well, we have it down that you were born June 2nd. I'm like, "No, that's not true. That's not my birth date." And it was almost like she wanted to entrap me by having me sign the paperwork and not notice that in the text was saying the wrong birth date, because it wasn't obvious, people. So I refused to sign the document because it would be perjury to say I was born June 2nd when I wasn't. But it wasn't here the whole time I'm talking with her, telling her these facts, showing her the papers that she's asking for, which I thought was, very inappropriate, because I had the statements from Social Security saying what my benefit would be and what I've paid in and all that stuff. So for her to put me through all those hurdles, I thought was already out of line. But then she says, "If you don't sign this, you can't get your Social Security." I'm like, "Well, I can't sign it because it has the wrong information on it." "Well, that's what our database says." I said, "Well, your database obviously has been wrong for all these years, and yet somehow I have the right date for my birthday on my passport and on my driver's license, and when I've applied for jobs and got jobs and, did income taxes and all this stuff that I've gone through." So I'm telling you this story because apparently the Obama-Biden regime hired lots of really dastardly evil people who have no problem messing around with people's databases, which, when they went from paper to electronic, they already screwed it all up because you have a bunch of incompetent, $10 an hour workers who don't really care if they put the wrong information in when they're inputting your data from a piece of paper into the new databases. Apparently, I've been told by a few different government agencies that they are very backwards. They have really antiquated equipment, like DOS equipment still. And, they don't put any money into, the government offices. They just hire overpaid administrators, like for the schools as well as the colleges. And then in the government offices, they have, fancy offices, but, shitty equipment is what it comes down to. And they hire low-level, illiterate people who could care less if they, put in that your birth date's wrong or your Social Security number's wrong or whatever. They don't care. Because you have a whole different flock of people that are being brought in that are not good Christian, Judeo-value people that care about other people, that want to try to do right by people, that have integrity, want to do a good job, you might have noticed when you go to the food store, they don't even bother to, give you the coupon that you have in your hand to take it off. They just like put it aside and, "Oh, I forgot," or they don't even take it off the product, to give you that credit. So you have really a whole new flock of people that are not the kind of people you want to know, let alone have handling your money and your personal data. And I think that's partly why a lot of senior citizens are better to hire senior citizens with old fashioned ethics and values than it is to hire these new arrivals and anti-US, anti-American, anti-white people that so many offices in California are flooded with. Another little story, I went to an office for some care, and it was, you know, still people that, you know, were obviously new arrivals, put it that way. And I asked to be seen, and the woman who had a very thick accent smirked, and she said, "Well, why don't you come back at 9 o'clock? I said, "What, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning?" She says, "No, 9 o'clock tonight." I said, "Well, isn't that when you're closed?" She says, "Yeah." And she thought that was funny that she was telling me to come back to get taken care of when the office was actually closed. And that's the thing. They don't look at it that they're in our country using what we've paid for and built with our taxes. They look at it like they are taken over, and us old people, people over 45, especially white people, like that we owe them and that we deserve to be screwed over. And maybe it was a government worker, an agent who messed my files up, changed my birth date, so now I can't get my Social Security early, like I need to do for a lot of reasons. But I think it's more likely that they have employees in place that, in particular, Obama and Biden hired that will do anything for an extra, you know, $500 on the side or whatever. As you know from my other shows, the IRS gets paid on what they collect. They get a commission on it. So they're incentivized to go after people that are easy to rip off. People who have gotten, I say, a recent divorce or a recent loss of their loved one, or people who have lost their job and they're behind in their mortgage and they're going to sell. Anyway, all kinds of, like, they are watching people, and that's partly why you need to get title lock, because they can easily get your information off these online sites and in the cloud and your documents and everything else that has all your personal data on it, and use it to take loans out in your name and do identity theft, which was also done to us, which went my whole life without that problem. And now, because of Obama and the type of people that he hired for government jobs in particular, you know, all kinds of problems. And, you know, like I would like to be able to say, you know, everything's hunky-dory and wonderful. It's not. They have come after us again with false claims of liens. They don't have to prove that you owe money to the IRS. They just have to claim that you do. And then you have to prove that you don't owe the money. So somehow, you know, we have new liens on us that are not real, but we're not supposed to talk about that either, because obviously most people would be very embarrassed about that. I'm not embarrassed, because I know it's not true. So whoever's going after me, I declare in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty that you're going to drop dead, and so are your family members. So you better knock it off, because guess what? You're going to pay for what you've done. All right, I know that's not very happy, nice talk to say, but I need you people that are listening to realize that we are in a war. These are the scum of the earth that have taken over, and they're going to do everything they can to make you feel unsafe, to make you feel depressed and unhappy, to make you fight with your own family members because of politics, because the news isn't reporting the truth, that you're not going to be able to say, it was just on, you know, Newsmax the other night that this and this happened, you know. So instead, they're going to cause a civil war, and it's going to get really bad if that happens. I mean, nothing like you've ever seen before will be our situation. So it's up to each of us to talk to other people and to try to educate them, because they're not watching Glenn Beck, or they're not watching like Jack Posobiec or Jesse Kelly. I see this in my own family members. They're watching reality TV and stupid shows and soap operas, and, you know, not my kids, but a lot of people. And as I said, my kids are turned off on politics now because they see how disgusting it is. And that's exactly what the enemies of America want. They want the people that should be leading to give up and not even run for office. And then they put in their scumbags that, like Maxine Waters, who is a Democrat congresswoman, and she doesn't even live in the district that she's supposed to be repping. She lives in the white neighborhood because she don't want to live with her black constituents because they actually might rip her off and rob her house. So she is somehow able to rep that district that she doesn't even live in. And it turns out that her husband's a Fed chair, local bank president, and he got all kinds of money with the bailout that was done intentionally when the Democrats gave out loans to bad risk people who put nothing down, or because they were a teacher, they, you know, had special rates and then they couldn't pay them back. And so the bailout was caused by the Democrats. And of course, Maxine Waters was the one that was on TV telling her people that were in her group to, when you see Trump supporters get in their face, don't let them eat their dinner or, you know, be out in public, tell them that they aren't welcome, get in their face and make trouble. Like, that's inciting violence against a group of people for their political beliefs. It'd be like saying, when you see black people in public, tell them that they're not welcome in this neighborhood and to, you know, go home. Like, these are the most bigoted, evil, stupidest, dumbest people. And for Robert Kennedy to be affiliated with the Democrat Party is shocking to me, because his party is so filthy and so immoral and so disgusting, and should have been done when they did segregation and wanted slavery, which, for you people who don't know, the people in the South with the plantations, they were aristocrats. They were royal families that had been persecuted in Europe and, you know, were looking for a new life. So they bought up land in the South and had these plantations. And they needed cheap labor in order to make a profit on what they were growing, whether it be cotton or whatever. And when this North, President Lincoln, Republican, said he didn't want to have slavery, that it was immoral, and that it was already happening in England with Wilberforce, that they were getting rid of slavery, which, you know, it was the Muslims, that pirates that were capturing the African slaves and different African tribes, selling their own fellow tribesmen or other tribes people into slavery. You know, it was already ending the slave trade, but the people in the South that had the plantations, the aristocrats, they weren't offered, you know, some in-between labor force that would help them to get their crops harvested and sent to market until they could, you know, get this straightened out. So they were, the people in the South were like, well, guess what? We're not going to do what you say because we have states' rights, and we need the slave labor because we bought those slaves and we give them housing and food. And, you know, we need them to do the work. And if they're freed, then we're going to lose all our money with our crops and things rotting in the ground. And, you know, how are we supposed to survive? So, you know, it created a big problem. But it was intentionally done by, again, the Rothschilds, who are very evil, wicked people who have been doing machinations and wars behind the scenes for a lot of years. And they get away with it because they're wealthy. If they have clout because they're wealthy. It doesn't mean that they're good people or have good ideas or they make anything. They literally ferment wars and do takeovers and rob nations and do currency manipulation like George Soros, the declared Nazi helper, did. George Soros crashed the British pound, so he's no friend of the Brits, but yet they won't stand up and arrest a war criminal. I mean, every other person who bragged about helping the Nazis was either hanged or put in prison, but not George Soros. What's that about, people? So we have a little club of scum, and that's who's gone after me. So they changed, they're able to change the records in the Social Security database to make it seem like I was born on a day that I wasn't born, even though my twin sister was born on the same day I was, obviously. And that somehow all these years, all these decades of having licenses and real estate licenses and, you know, getting into college and getting car loans and all the things that I've done using my correct information, somehow the Social Security Administration has decided that that information is not true. And so if I sign it, I'm committing perjury. So they've made it so I can't get any income. And they've also made it so I couldn't get, I can't apply for welfare because I'm not poor enough. I have property. So you have to get rid of your property so that you can get some money. But when these people from other countries come flooding into our country, they get handed it. I mean, this is wrong. And they're treating veterans even worse, military personnel who have been brought back from Afghanistan by the Biden regime. And they pulled them out, and they don't even have assignments for them. They don't even have housing for them and their families. And there's a lot of veterans that saw actions that are need, you know, PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So they need extra help, and then that's why you see a lot of homeless veterans. So it's okay to have homeless veterans, but, oh, we can't have these other people from other nations that never paid a dime into our infrastructure or in taxes. We, you know, got to give roll out the red carpet for them, and then you know, make it so that they can get preloaded welfare cards and phones and all that stuff that Obama and Biden gave out to them. And we're not supposed to notice that while our veterans are waiting for operations, waiting for housing. So it comes down to Democrats are not only incompetent and unworthy of any kind of power, they're wicked, and they wreck nations over and over and over again. Their track record is so bad. And they are not, you know, 30, 40% of the country or 50%. Tops are 20%. The rest are imported from other countries from stupid people who never lived in America and don't know U.S. history and the real truth about the Democrat Party, which did, as I said before, like prohibition. We saw that there were people who were, you know, making money on alcohol consumption and producing it. So they took over that, and they pretend that they are doing it for the good of the people, and that, you know, you have to have restrictions on alcohol because there's too many drunks and there's too many people who aren't taking care of their children. So they did prohibition. They also did prohibition, meaning bars weren't allowed and alcohol consumption wasn't allowed. They're fascists, they're control freaks, and they're disgusting and evil. And I know I say that a lot, but, you know, you got to get through your head that these aren't normal people. These are the worst of the worst. And on top of it, they also had with Democrat President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, he seized guns and he seized gold and he locked up Japanese Americans and German Americans. And they even had, that's a whole other story, but if you ever want to know more about that, you can go to the Japanese internment center that is in Manzanar on the way up to Nevada, and you can see, you know, what they did to the Japanese Americans. And the Democrats won't talk about that either, because that's how they erase history and revise it. They just pretend it never happened. I'm going to talk about it because it needs to be known. The thing is that the reason I get upset and I keep trying to get the word out is because we have a whole generation of young people that are being programmed. That's why they call it tell a vision and tell a vision, meaning you say what you want to say and then you make sure people believe it and get it jammed down their throats. Same thing with programming. It's programming to have the kind of shows on that they have, making it that, you know, trying to make young people wonder if they're gay, wonder if they are really a girl in a boy's body, etc. This is demonic. And I'm not saying that there aren't people who later on decide to transition, or that once they get through puberty, they realize that they're attracted to the opposite sex or the same sex. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen, but they're doing it earlier and earlier and earlier in order to kids confused and changing their gender sooner. And it's very lucrative business, and the surgeons make a lot of money. So if you're a surgeon and you haven't had any operations in a while, you might be that unethical that you would push a young teen or preteen into thinking they need to cut off their boobs and have some surgery on their penis removed. And then the rest of their lives, they're sterile, they're in pain, they've got oozing, they've got incisions that don't heal and they leak and they smell. I mean, you have no idea what you're doing to these young people. And the first thing that a doctor's oath is first do no harm. So how can they even be having licenses when they are harming kids? And, you know, one of the things that the Democrats don't want to think about is that there are, just like there's, you know, wickedness and there's also goodness, just like there's, you know, for lack of a better word, Satan, evil force, there's also our creator who, you know, wants only good for us, wants us to be happy, wants us to be fulfilled, wants us to procreate and prosper. Well, there's also what is called ancient evil forces that were invited back in. And, you know, that sounds like crazy talk to some people, but it's actually talked about and documented in Jonathan Cahn's book, Return of the Gods. And unfortunately, young people are not reading those kind of books either. They're reading, you know, Stephen King's gory evil books. That's how they get all that crud and all that evil into them, and they don't have any light left in them. And then you wonder why they're out there in the streets murdering and rioting and burning and trying to shut down free speech and ban conservatives from speaking on campuses. I mean, full of demonic forces, and they don't even realize it. It's not like when you have wickedness take over that, you know, you have a sign that says this one's occupied or something that comes on. It can be a very slow process, or it can happen really quickly. But if you are a believer in the Lord and Jesus Christ as your Savior, you do have a shield, kind of like, you know, Star Trek Enterprise, you have a shield that protects you. But even people who have, you know, are devout Christians and who had strong faith, even they have experienced bad things happening to them. Just because you're a believer doesn't mean you're going to have this, you know, cakewalk of a life. But I know, sensed and felt evil around me, and I just denounce it in the name of Jesus Christ. And I say, I get like angry that they're messing with me, and I say, you know, be gone. You're not welcome here. Go back to hell where you belong. And I say it with conviction. And suddenly that force that I'm feeling, this wickedness, it goes away. And I said, you know, as I said, even people that consider themselves to be good can be under siege. And especially if you have a lot of bad things happening to you over and over again. And I've been through that. So I tell you this because you can fight back, and it's important to surround yourself with good music and, you know, funny laughing and talking to people that are upbeat. But then again, when you have an encounter with somebody who needs help, as a believer, you're supposed to try to help them, not turn your back. And the only person in my life that's ever helped me is my twin and my friend Judy in Florida, who has been a good, I want to say therapist, but a good sounding board, and she's a very wise lady. But, you know, you have to build a group of people that you can rely upon and trust, because if things go badly, you're going to need to know who to trust. All right, so talking about current events, Remnant Revolution Tour, that's Remnant, meaning the last group of believers, REMNAT, RevolutionTour.com. This is the couple that started Banners for Freedom, and they got enough donations that they were able to buy billboards in Times Square and across the country. Really nice couple. Their story is on the site, Robert and Jamie Agee. It's A-G-E-E. And they're doing wonderful things, and they're doing a music tour, and they've got so much happening. And it's nice to see very successful people doing well. And, you know, I admire that, because I have been in this for such a long time, and I've tried so hard, and I have, you know, not received any support, you know, with people purchasing things or, you know, donating and things like that. So I figure the least I can do is point to the people that seem to have their act together and have lots of support, because obviously no one's going to help me. Now, I'm not saying that, like, poor me. I'm just saying, like, I just realized that, you know, part of this, but I'm not. So it doesn't make you feel very excited about doing shows. So Remnant Revolution Tour is actually going around the country, and the tour pattern that they're going and doing is kind of a shape of a fish, which is, you know, appropriate. I want you to look at their BannersForFreedom.com site too, because it has the billboards, and it has a lot of information on the billboards. And they're going, like, Collinsville, Texas, Nashville, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Pickens, South Carolina, Banner Elk, North Carolina. They're in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which I used to live very near there. Old Washington, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, Bloomington, Illinois, Madison, Wisconsin, Buffalo, Minnesota, Omaha, Nebraska, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Rapid City, South Dakota, Sheridan, Wyoming, Billings, Montana, Boise, Idaho, Idaho Falls, Redmond, Oregon, Grant Pass, Oregon. They're going, I guess, where the salt of the earth is, the people that built this country and their ancestors are, because, let's face it, the big cities are very transient. They have the new arrivals, the migrants, they usually go and live in the big cities, get into public housing and sponge off the rest of us. And they stay because they often are just, you know, not well off enough to make a move, to, you know, to move across country or to, change their life up. So that's why the cities end up becoming ghettos, and then the Democrats stay in power and they just make sure they make a lot of money and get big fat paychecks, but they don't actually make the schools better or the change the environment so that businesses want to come in. Most of the businesses are leaving San Francisco because it's unsafe to have a business in San Francisco. They kill you. They rob you and kill you. And because of Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi's relative, nothing's done to them. Of course, if you're a white person and you stole something, you'll be in prison forever. But you can't go after those illegal aliens or blacks because they need their votes. So they just let them be. So why would you want to have a business if you knew that you were going to get robbed every day or killed or both? So California is having a mass exodus, and Gavin Newsom is ignoring that because he's going to try to slip in last minute and take over for Joe Biden, and he doesn't want to have anybody talking about his miserable record in California. I particularly despise Gavin Newsom because he shut down a kids camp for the nearly 2 years in California, and he had no regard for how they were supposed to make ends meet or what those kids were going to do that were scheduled to come and had bought tickets and had parents had arranged vacation and budgeted for their kid to go to camp. Gavin Newsom didn't care about that, but he made sure his Plump Jack's Cafe or whatever it's called stayed open. He went after small businesses. The Democrat Party wants to destroy the middle class, and that's why they hate Robert Kennedy, because Robert Kennedy is actually talking about that, Robert Kennedy Jr. He's actually talking about the destruction of the middle class. And that's what made America strong. But the middle class came about because there were so many, I would say, service industry jobs, like bread delivery, milk delivery, carpenters, steel mills, factory workers, people who were like skilled labor, not with a college degree, but had experience and had technical or creative skills. So they were able to get jobs that paid well, and then they'd get into a union, and then the union would make sure they were taken care of. And so you had factory workers, making $30 an hour in a car dealership in the middle of Timbuktu, because the union took care of them. But the union took care of getting them good incomes because they wanted to control them and to tell them how to vote and to always keep Democrats in power. It had nothing to do with actually caring about American citizens, because then they started importing other nations' people to replace those workers who would work for less money than what, a senior technician at a car dealership or a car factory would work for. So they started, slowly replacing the middle class with poor people from other nations, really low down evil. And that's, people also don't talk about that. So yeah, I know a guy who drives a Wonder Bread truck, makes deliveries, gets big bucks, and just, has a very easy job. He's going to vote how his union tells him to vote because he wants to, ride it out and retire soon. So it's always about how you control people and manipulate them by giving the illusion that they are in charge when they really aren't. It's the union worker who does the work, but the union head gets paid by the number of union workers. So they get their money no matter what. And I've seen this, another story for another day. All right, so that's the Remnant Tour. Then I put into the newsletter current events. It's embedded on Lori LoriBella.com. So it's Lori and then BELLA.com. I originally had that domain because I was going to do natural line of products for beauty and cleaning and nutraceuticals and things like that. But I decided to use it to try to get the word out about the what I call Operation Rainbow, which is trying to make things better and having everyone be on the same page and informed. I realize that most people are not going to be, we're going to listen to, you know, well-known people, and you can't even get young people to listen to alternative media because they've been told that it's all a bunch of liars and MAGA, like somehow MAGA is a curse word. Make America great again. What's the problem with that, Democrats? Why would you want America to be under the boot of anybody, let alone you people who are incompetent and can't even run a garage sale? You know, you just want it for power. You don't care about us. You don't care about America. You don't care about our resources. You don't care who, if China comes in and buys up land and gets all the uranium and makes it so we can't even have, you people are wicked. And I know you don't want to hear that, but I'm going to keep saying it because it's true. You're wicked and God sees what you're doing and you're going to pay a big price. Maybe not on this earth, but when you die, you won't be going to heaven. You will never see your family again. You'll be in hell forever, separated from God. And I guess that doesn't bother you atheists, communists, demon rats, but it should bother you because you want to be in, separated like that. You're foolish. I suggest you read a book called Return of the Gods by Jonathan Cahn and Revealing Heaven by Kat Kerr. I mean, you could actually learn something, Democrats, instead of being the fascist scumbags that you are. Anyway, so then over on Getter, I put a video that I made to try to explain to you what this company I'm with, as a customer as well as a rep, what it's about. And you know, most of the people that are with it are consumers, customers, but they also have a business plan and it can be work out to be quite lucrative, but it's like most direct marketing and multi-level marketing, where the people at the top, you know, do well. It's very hard for people at the bottom to work their way up unless they are extremely well connected and have a big bunch of big group of people that they're bringing in with them. And because I don't have a big group of people, it's harder for me to grow a business because I'm relying on people I don't know to give me their business or to order from me or to enroll in my team, Essentials, the InCircle group. So it's, I think, easier when you already have a big following or you're an influencer to be successful at you know, pretty much any business, unless there's people who have better skills than you do. Like if you're, say, a carpenter, then you obviously can build a business because everyone knows that you're a good carpenter. So I'm telling you this for a reason. I'd like you to look at the Getter feed and look at InCircle Us members, and you can see the information there. And there's a video and all that. And if you want to find out more, the reason it's done that way where you get an overview and then contact me to be on my team. They do it that way so that I can be sure that you're enrolled into my team versus, you know, you just sign up and get whatever they want you to be. I want to be able to you know, have a team that I know and that I'm helping and giving incentives to, and, you know, trying to keep them together and keep them. I get absolutely no support or invitations to meetings or, you know, the person that enrolled me, I never hear from. So I don't want to be that kind of person where it's like, yeah, thanks, you're enrolled, bye, you know, and you never hear from them again. I'm trying to make it so that you would want to stay with my group and you build your own group. And this is a way that also can help you to help your particular cause that you're interested in, or help you with your own organization or church so that you can have extra income to help with what they're doing or what you want to do with them. It's the rescue work that's going on. You can see more about that at skippydoodah.com. It's called that because of the song of the South from the Disney movie, Skippity-Doo-Dah. Oh my wonder, what a wonderful day. It's a song. But anyway, they had like a skip-a-thon as their first event to try to get people to come out and fundraise. Anyway, you can find out about what they're doing on that website. So say you hear about a kid that's been rescued and they need to have eye surgery because they have, you know, a tumor. Well, there are people like Dr. Rand Paul, who is an eye surgeon, and he does, through the Lions Club International in Kentucky, eye surgeries as a way of giving back to the community. So, but that you still need to get that kid to Kentucky to have it done, so you could sponsor that child to pay for their transportation and travel expenses so that they could go and be taken care of. So if that's the way I think the Encircle Us would work well, is that if you have a organization like Optimist Club or Lions Club or whatever, that you could combine your efforts together and, you know, sponsor a person to go work on, you know, doing rehab, doing houses for Tunnels to Tower, T2T.org, where they make and redo houses for disabled firefighters in particular. But, you know, there's all kinds of great organizations going on, and most of them I found out about pretty recently. It wasn't like I was seeing ads on TV about them. Most of them can't afford to buy TV ads. So, but who can afford to buy TV ads? Well, you know who can afford to buy TV ads? It's Big Pharm. So they buy up all the ads on mainstream media, and that's why we have them having so much control and influence, because they don't want to make a product that solves an issue. They want to make a product that makes you keep buying their product and coming back for more. I mean, it's like why the company I'm with, they have everything from personal care to nutraceuticals to cleaning products to, you know, fitness products, protein powder. You know, they have a whole gambit of patented good products. But that's also because you use them up, like whether it's toothpaste or facial cleanser, you use it up and you come back for more. So I get that, but with the pharmaceutical companies, they're not spending their research dollars on finding cures. They're finding drugs that will help, but not cure the problem. And I can give you a good example of this. My husband had type 2 diabetes, and he didn't like the way he felt when he was on the drugs. And supposedly the drug Metformin is, you know, not that hard on your organs, and that might have even some longevity influence, supposedly, according to a pharmacist person I know. I don't know if that's true, but I know he didn't feel very good on the drugs. So he worked hard to get his weight down by watching his weight, doing keto, and walking more. And it took a while, but eventually he got off of the the prescription drugs. He takes berberine, which is a natural supplement, and he checks his blood count daily, and he's been good for a long time. So you don't have to necessarily, it might not work for you, but I'm saying you can possibly get off of whatever drugs you're on, prescription drugs, by other methods. And your doctor's not going to tell you about that because, frankly, what I've found with the doctors that I have known, they can barely, keep up with all the new papers and things that are out and new products. And, they have some cute rep come in and say, hey, push this med for him. And suddenly they're pushing that. I mean, I went to see a doctor I saw a lot of before Obamacare, and I lost my doctor and lost my health plan. And that doctor I thought highly of, but even he was quick to put me on to an antidepressant because I was feeling like menopause, basically, and feeling worried about the future because my husband had lost his engineering job and I had lost my job, and I felt like, what the hell is happening here? And I didn't take it very long, but I think it was called Wellbutrin. And, it's basically a heavy drug, and it just like wrote the prescription without even knowing very much about me. And I thought he was a good doctor. So, and I had that happen again when my son was young. The doctor wrote a prescription for steroids for my son's allergies. And it was my dentist friend who said, yeah, it's a heavy duty steroid. They just put him on. I don't think that's a good thing. And so we stopped using that. Same thing happened when we had had our first child and we were not planning to have our next child. And the doctor was very quick to put in an IUD thing. And, without really discussing what that does, where it makes your body abort the baby if you do get pregnant because your body thinks you're pregnant. So, you have to, don't assume that your doctor is watching out for you or is the most informed person in the world or has read all the papers and the studies and, goes regularly to seminars and learns about the latest procedure and technique. So they're just human beings. They're barely able to keep up, just like we're barely able to keep up. And that's why I knew something was wrong when they went after Dr. Peter McCullough, who's like a renowned person of influence, besides being a professor at Baylor. He's considered an expert in his field in heart disease and cardiovascular matters, and a very well-respected man. And they came after him so hard when he started saying that the mRNA wasn't a good thing and hadn't been fully vetted. And same thing with Dr. Jordan Peterson threatening to take his psychologist or psychiatric license because they didn't like what he was saying. I mean, these people are fascists, okay? We have a problem that we have people in high places that can mess with your data, they can delete your tax returns, which is what's happened to us. They can change the data on your tax returns. They can change your birth date in the Social Security Administration so you become basically unable to get benefits because you can't prove who you are until you get, yet again, more copies of what you already gave in order to get your passport and your driver's license. I mean, these are the most evil, immoral, morally bankrupt people you could possibly encounter, and that's who they hire. Okay, they don't hire people like me. They don't hire nice people. They don't even want to hire white people, let alone Christian white people anymore, because this demonic force has taken over what we built, what we created, what we pay taxes into. The new demonic force with their demonic army are taking it over. And they're not going to have any problem coming to your door and rounding you up, putting you onto a train, shipping you off to a extermination camp. They want to have the population be reduced to 500 million worldwide. Who do you think they're going to take? Are they going to take Rachel Maddow, or are they going to take me? They're going to take me. Okay. So I have a reason for telling you this. It's because unless you all start listening to other sources of information, you're not going to know what the hell's going on. And I wouldn't care so much, but it also means that you'd be coming up to my door and asking for food because you didn't know that there was going to be a shutdown of the internet. You didn't know there was going to be a food shortage and supply issues. You didn't know that Joe Biden and Biden had made a deal with the Communist Chinese Party to basically get rid of all the people who have property and give it to their special pals that had done what they were told. I mean, you think you have freedom, you think you have security, you think you have a job that you won't get fired from. I mean, my husband had never in his whole entire career been fired or laid off until Joe Biden and Obama got into power. And then they put Bill Gates on the board of the company my husband worked for, and all the senior engineers were gone. Saved a lot of money for the company, but the other part of it was to destroy the lives of those people because they were anti-Obama. So, you know, paybacks are a bitch. Well, that's how these people roll. They're vindictive, evil Marxists, and I hope they have painful, horrible deaths because you deserve it. You're wicked. And that's the whole thing. They ride you and ride you and ride you until you just kind of, you know, lose all of your happiness and all of your enjoyment because you're constantly fighting with incompetent people that are hell-bent on destroying your life. I wanted to talk a bit about everyone in your own area, start utilizing your libraries more, the county libraries as well as the local one. I'm just going to give you an example of some of the things that are happening at my local library. And of course, you know, they'll say that they're not very well funded, but you know, they have enough money to buy books for little kids showing them anal sex and kids books like The Bluest Eye and Dreaming in Cuban, which is totally inappropriate for under 15, 16 maybe. You know, they have that available for your kid to look at cartoons of naked people and look at cartoons of people having oral sex and in bed together with different same sex and different, you know, they're promoting promiscuity and they're promoting your kid getting AIDS or getting pregnant or having to deal with that because that's how these people roll. They're just demented. Ugh. Anyway, here's an example of some of the things that are happening at your local library that your taxes pay for. So make them put out what they're getting, okay? It's not for them to have some collection of books and that's it, okay? They're supposed to be actually giving to the community. So they have easy guitar lessons, a Lego lab filled with Lego bricks, and then it's for 17 and under, and then they have like a design display contest. Craftapalooza, family crafts, sidewalk chalk and bubbles, hearts and hoofs, miniature horse demo, meet local miniature therapy horses and learn about their important jobs. A School of Astonishment magic show that happened on July 19th. School story time. Let's see. National Night Out. That's coming in August. They have a free tech help, free food and produce at 2 o'clock on Wednesdays. Giant video game truck where they bring a big gaming truck, and they have fun activities, they have prizes, so it's a fun outing. And they have meet your local fire safety heroes, see a real fire engine, come explore activities, and they have some prizes. And, you know, the other thing is you have young people being taught, thanks to the communist demons that are on our airways on NBC, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, all the rest of you scumbags, teaching kids that cops are bad and they just kill people, and that, you know, the somehow looting is fine, but a cop who tries to stop a robbery, that they're bad, or a person who tries to stop their store from being robbed, that they're bad. So you have a whole generation of kids growing up hating cops and hating and not appreciating the firemen, and also who wouldn't ever think about going to a police station and saying, I just saw a little kid, you know, being, you know, beaten up next door to my house. You know, they need help. You know, you have people who are just totally brainwashed by the paid off wicked Democrat, communist, socialist, Marxist, Fabian socialist, scumbag media. So it's important to have your kids see and respect our police officers and our first responders. Partly what the 9/11 event is supposed to be about, which is a chance to have a family reunion, a chance to dance and to sing and to share family memories and pictures and keepsakes, and, you know, have a reason and an excuse to get together and not let yet another year go by where people don't see each other from families and extended families. It's also supposed to be to honor your local firemen and first responders, police officers, you know, local heroes, local military, veterans who have returned, you know, military people who have done good while they were in service, people who have a story to tell. And that's one of the reasons why premierspeakers.com is a good place to stop by. You might find a speaker for your event. You know, it's important for us to remember who we are, because I see it more here in California than I saw it on the East Coast. The East Coast, California is a very transient state. People coming in from other places who don't have roots here. And of course, as I talk about a lot, there's a lot of illegal aliens who, they're here to make money, but they don't have any love for America. They're just here for the whatever they can get. And, you know, a lot of them are so poor, you can't really blame them. But they also are being taught by the communists and Marxists in our education system to hate white people and to hate Asian people. And, you know, you have scholarships and awards and grants being given to only people from other countries, illegal aliens, mostly Hispanic, but, you know, whites and blacks and Asians can't apply. So I guess Amazon had an award recently doing that. So you have this bigotry being taught by our educators as well as the media. And so, you know, that's why we're in such deep trouble. A lot of it goes back to them. So it's one of the reasons why they can't stand Trump, is because he was trying to go after the fake media, trying to go after our open borders that's letting fentanyl and sex trafficking and drugs and weapons and other nations' people, you know, from flooding in. So they didn't like that because he cut into their profit margin. So they had to demonize him. You know, Trump had been the hero with the black community in the 80s, especially. He even got an award with Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali and Joe DiMaggio, and I think it was the Freedom Award. And, you know, he had done a lot for the community, tried to bring in business by making the community safer, by having incentives for companies to start up businesses in Democrats-controlled ghettos. But now, you know, he's public enemy number one because he dared to say that the election needed to be looked at, and had a rally in D.C. on January 6, 2021. And, you know, even though he's on video saying peacefully assemble on the other side of the Capitol, you know, after the rally, even though he did all that, you know, they pretended that he incited violence when it was actually the Democrats that are on video, newscasters as well as Democrats, saying get out in the streets, fight, get in their faces. You know, you have actors like Johnny Depp saying, when's the last time an actor killed a president? You have Kathy Griffin holding up a severed Trump head. You have plays on Broadway showing the stabbing and beating of a lookalike of Trump. You have, I put it on my Twitter feed so that you could see it, because that's the whole thing. They don't want you to see what they do and what they say. They're very, very good at covering their evil tracks. And I find that really upsetting, because how do you get them exposed? I don't understand how we're supposed to fight back when the media is controlled by the shadow government. The shadow government doesn't want it to come out that they've been making money on the side and doing bad things with our money, our tax dollars, including funding the Nazi-dominated Ukraine. That's where all the biotech labs are. That's where the big farm, all the big farm labs are there. That's where you have literally leftover Nazis that, you know, have all kinds of terrible stuff going on in the labs, including hybrids and super soldiers and that kind of stuff. I mean, you're not going to know about it because the media is paid not to tell you. So you have to do your own homework. And I don't know what else to tell you that we could get this problem solved really fast, but we're dealing with extremely wicked people, and so it makes it harder. So, for example, you have Mitch McConnell saying, who's speaker for the GOP, and a really weak candidate that has the charisma of a sock, but somehow he keeps getting elected. He's happy to be married to Elaine Chao, who's married to a communist Chinese shipping magnate. You have Mitch McConnell, who I call Turtle Man, saying that impeachment would be bad for our country. He didn't say that when they were going after Trump and trying to impeach Trump, but, you know, don't touch Biden. Why? Because they're all like thieves, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound. They all have been making money off of their illicit dealings, and they don't want it to come out. They stay in power because it's too lucrative. They're not serving our country in Congress because they care about America. They go in usually broke or almost broke, and within a couple of years, they're millionaires. Okay, it's a racket. Okay, we don't need them. We don't need them, and that's what they don't want us to figure out. Anyway, so he's saying that impeachment would be bad for our country, but it was fine to go through impeachment with Trump over bogus, false charges. You have people who, like in California, they passed legislation that reduces the penalties for oral anal sex with willing children. And, you know, we're not supposed to be upset about that. There's no such thing as a willing child. If you're doing something sexual to a child, they can't give consent because they're not adults. Gavin Newsom to pass a bill that says that they don't get as much of a penalty if the child was willing. I mean, these are they're demented perverts and I'm not saying that being gay is perverted. I'm saying that it seems to be a group of transsexuals, cross-dressers, people who are pedophiles, people who are okay with hurting children, selling child pornography, selling snuff films. Like these people are demonic and immoral. And if you don't understand that, and you know, we can't make deals with them. We have to put them away. Okay, they have to be taken out of power. Anyway, well, as you know, Twitter is no longer Twitter. It's x.com. You know, Elon is losing money on that venture by buying it, but he did it to try to at least have one place so he could get the other side of things. And that's why the left hate Elon Musk, because he's not covering up their tracks. The stuff that was going on Twitter when Jack Dorsey was in charge of it, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. Maybe he didn't know, but I think he did know. And, you know, the stuff that was going on was not only illegal, but children, I'll just put it this way, children were involved. You had Antifa plotting terrorist acts, blowing up railroad tracks. They blew up the train that the Republicans were on that were going to a practice for a charity game, one that Representative Steve Scalise was shot at, because the Democrats put the schedule for the Republicans on New York Times comments section. And so that gave the tip off of the schedule of the Republicans. And then, as usual, Democrats tried to kill. And, you know, I'm sorry if you don't like hearing the truth about, you know, your wicked, disgusting party, but that's the way it is. Okay. I'm saying it because it needs to be said. You might have been decent at one time, like when JFK was briefly in charge, but that's not your party anymore. Your party is controlled by the communist Chinese, radical Islam, perverts, pedophiles, crooks, and scum. And anybody who wants to be a Democrat today, you're willingly ignorant. And yeah, you know, you have people in Hollywood rejoicing over Trump being charged and having, you know, full weight of the U.S. government come down on him, and they're happy about it. I mean, like, why would you rejoice in anyone? I don't even feel like if they arrested Obama tomorrow and had a public execution of him, I wouldn't take any joy in that. You know, I don't understand how Democrats, especially ones in Hollywood, can take so much pleasure in the misery of other people. I want you to understand that it's not anyone's fault but your own if you don't know what's happening or if you get snookered again, because the information's out there if you go looking for it. You got it. That's what one of the things is that the tours, the Reckoning Fest, the Truth Fest, or truthtour.net, Screw Big Government, Reawaken America tour, the Reckoning Remnant Revolution tour, so many other ones. These events are being held and going around the country to try to help people get on the same page quickly, because, you know, nobody should want to have a civil war. You have any idea how horrific that would be? Democrats don't care, and the people in media don't care if that happens, because they think they're going to be, in some private island waiting it out while we all go through a nuclear war or go through civil war where we're starving and everyone's desperate and struggling to get by. They think they're going to be protected. For years and years, they've been taking our tax dollars and fortifying underground tunnels and putting food and things in there, medical care, et cetera, for the elite. Okay, they've bought in, they paid a fee, and they're into this little club, and they've been promised that they'll be protected and that they won't have to go through the aftermath of what happens, because they'll be, you know, with the cool club, so to speak. And that's what Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and Soros and Clintons and Obamas and Bidens and Anderson Cooper and all the other people that are on your media networks, they're in the club. So they don't really care what happens to the world, because they've been promised that they're going to be taken care of. If you want an example of, you know, an idea of what that is, look at the movie Don't Look Up. I was out a couple years ago. I'll give you a good synopsis of, you know, how this thing is, where all of us will suffer a lot, and then the elite that are on the networks and high up on corporations and high up in the shadow government and high up in Congress, they'll be protected. They're not gonna suffer at all. So they pretend that they care about us. They don't care about us. And so you have to, you know, get that through your heads. The government's not gonna protect you. They're not gonna come and help you. That when and if this kicks off, it's gonna get ugly really quickly. And I know this from my husband's Dutch family. When the Germans took over, they went down quickly. I think they lasted a couple of weeks, maybe, the whole country. I mean, they weren't expecting that they'd have an invasion from a neighboring country that they had been at peace with, and that they would be being thrown out of their houses and taken out into the yard and shot and all that stuff. I mean, and you think it was that all they just went after the Jews. No, they didn't. They went after anybody who stood up. So I know what happened there, and I know how quickly it happened. And that's why it's important to have, as required reading in schools, the hiding place by Corrie ten Boom, who was not a Jew, and she was put into a concentration camp, and her sister died in the concentration camp, and they were hiding Jews in the walls and in the floors, right? The Dutch people in particular, because they were very devout, good Catholics, good Christians, they were smuggling out the kids and the babies and the Jews. But a lot of countries, you know, they have been indoctrinated to hate Jews and blame all the problems of the world, including depression and economic problems, on the Jews. Those aren't the people that are doing it, okay? It's always orchestrated by the Fed, the IMF, and the shadow government. They have extended most of the recessions and extended the depression way longer than it had to be. And as far as World War II goes, the New York Times buried on page 12 what was happening in Europe with the concentration camps and the Iron Curtain and the people that were being disappeared. They weren't covering it until FDR's pals in his Masonic Freemason club had gotten in there and stolen the art and the gold and the relics. And then we got into the war when it became lucrative. So what the history that you know is not correct. That's what it comes down to. All right. So I'm going to play this video that I think will help you to. Well, I want to mention on YAF is YoungAmericasFoundation.org, and I've been to their events, and so one of our kids as well. And they need help They need funding. They're trying to work with the young people of our country. But, you know, you have these communists that control the campuses, and so they're not allowed on campus, but it's okay to have Antifa and Acorn and Black Panthers and ISIS and Muslim Brotherhood. They can be on campus, but not Young Americas Foundation, which was established by President Reagan to try to raise up and, you know, cultivate a generation of patriots. But so on September 16 and 17, there's a conference in Reston, Virginia, push back against socialism in your classroom. And there are other events. You can find out about it, yas.org. Now, another person that has been involved on campuses doing good stuff is Charlie Kirk. In San Diego, he has a very big following, and I've met him, and he's been at on a church campus. His group is Turning Point, TPUSA, and he's doing events that I would consider to be like more like socials that are trying to get people together to learn, interact, have fun, and to basically put a fork in the big lie that, you know, Republicans are bigots and fascists and they want to tell you what to do with your body and all this stuff. Right? All we want is that if you want to have an abortion, go get one, but you pay for it yourself. You don't use taxpayers' money to put that sin on us. Okay, if you want to have an abortion, you can get one, but you pay for it yourself. Is that so hard for you freaking demon rats to understand? You want to kill babies? Fine. You do it and pay for it yourself. We're not going to fund that. That's not health care. That's called murder, called legalized murder. And it wouldn't be so bad if they didn't try to spin it so hard, but the reason the Democrats want that is because they sell the baby parts after they torture the baby, aborting the baby, and have, you know, partial birth abortion where they pull off their arms and legs and puncture their skulls, pulling them out of the mother's womb. Then they leave them to die, and they cut them open and take out the hearts and the spleen or whatever stem cells they can get off the baby, and they sell it on the black market for big bucks, this product that they got for free from the dumb woman who got herself pregnant, and instead of just having the baby and then giving the baby up for adoption, decides she'd rather have the sin and the guilt of murdering her baby, unborn baby, for the rest of her life. So you dumb woman out there who are going into an abortion clinic, have enough sense to stay pregnant, deliver the baby, and then sell your baby yourself, okay? That'd be a lot more lucrative than giving it to these demon ghouls who sell your unborn baby for big profit, and that's why the Democrats want it. That money goes from Planned Parenthood to their pockets, and it keeps them in office. That's why they care about. They don't care if the babies are suffering on the table in agony and it's all hurt from being aborted, or if they're basically being left to dehydrate and starve to death. They don't care. Okay, these Democrats are demonic and you're so freaking evil. Ugh. So I know I go off on that a lot, but you need to understand these aren't people that you want to know. Okay, this party has been hijacked. It's demonically possessed, and they are very good at pretending that they're nice. They're not nice. Okay, they aren't people that you could trust as far as you could throw them. Okay? The ones that are decent are few and far between. And that's what you have to understand, is that they're not going to suddenly become like, you know, I feel very bad about, you know, all the things that the Democrats and all the murders and the mass killings and the false flags and all the lies that they told and the distortion of history. I'm not a Democrat anymore. You know, they're not going to do that because it's their religion. They feel like that's their club. They're not going to talk about that Black Lives Matter murdered their fellow protesters by mistake, one was a baby in a, or a toddler in a stroller, or that a couple came outside and were showing their guns and saying, you know, you're going to come in here, we're going to shoot you. And suddenly that couple is considered the bad people, not the protesters and looters. Or that they're not going to show you the officer who went down to look at his friend's store to see if he could do anything to make sure that it didn't get robbed, and the BLM Antifa scumbags, anti-fascist. What a joke. You're the fascist. You're stupid and you're fascist. Ugh. They killed that cop, off-duty cop. They're not going to talk about that. Media is not going to talk about that because they're paid to basically lie to you. So the best thing you can do is try to find other sources of information, because pretty soon the internet will go down and you're going to be left wondering what's happening. There's a show that is done by Donald Trump Jr. called Triggered. It's on Rumble. He talks pretty bluntly. So does Roger Stone. So does Dr. Peter Navarra, who's a economics for PhD. So does Sebastian Gorka. Dinesh D'Souza, who's a filmmaker. Dinesh is from India. He knew Reagan. He, I think, was president of King's College. He's a good man. And he made the movie 2012 about Hillary Clinton and 2000 mules. Obama put him in prison over trying to help one of his friends get elected and, like, collecting money and not being, I don't know, like, you have to be registered as a PAC or something in order, or you can't just say to your friends, hey, I'm going to support Trump, you know, you want to kick in a buck, make sure he gets it. You can't do that, but Democrats can do that. But they put Obama, Biden regime, put Dinesh D'Souza, illegal immigrant, now U.S. citizen, like Sebastian Gorka, and like so many other people, that Bridget Gabriel, who's from Lebanon, they're U.S. citizens. Anyway, Obama and Biden put Dinesh D'Souza into prison for, I think, 9 months for daring to say what he thought was correct, and it's his opinion, in a movie, under the ruse that he had violated tax law. Okay, American people never ever were asked, do you want to pay income taxes? That was just pushed in without any debate or discussion. When it was put in 1912, after everyone that was against it drowned on the Titanic, that's a whole other story. They got rid of the opponents of the Federal Reserve and a national income tax on the Titanic. All those people were left to drown. The people that were wealthy and could have stood up against it. The American people never said, yeah, we think we should pay taxes on our income. It was bad enough you had to pay taxes on capital gains and property. In 1912, started making it that you had to pay income taxes. It was only ever supposed to be 1%. And yet, one time during Clinton's or Carter's reign, it was double digits. All right, so this idea that the wealthy aren't paying enough taxes, yes, they are. It's the people who don't pay any taxes that are able to enjoy everything that the people who pay the taxes are paying. And that's what Democrats do best. They pit people against each other. They divide us by class and by color and by sexual orientation and by religion and by income bracket. And then you end up having a divided country, which is what they need to take over when the Civil War kicks off and people start behaving badly, put it that way. So, where does that leave everyone? Well, one thing that it does do is makes it so that people are tuned out and confused because they don't know what and who to believe anymore, and they also don't know they don't feel hopeful and confident about the future. So that makes them tune out and not pay attention. Or even like in my case, after I received the death threats I received and threats to ruin my life and you won't see it coming, which I got on Twitter when Jack Dorsey ran it. It was like getting cold shivers down your stomach or down to your stomach. And I was afraid to even go to public places because I was afraid I'd endanger other people. And it turns out that some of the people that I admire the most have also received, but also been poisoned. And I was poisoned at an event, so was my twin, but I know which company was there and who did it. But it turns out that Melissa, who has Freedom Force Battalion, she received a package and she got heavy metal poisoning from it and really set her back. And Sheila Holm, H-O-L-M, who I met at the June 24th, 2023 Truth Tour event at the Civic Center in Escondido, she's an author and she's a presenter and it's a very engaged person, put it that way, very informed. She also had food poisoning done to her. I assume it's food poisoning versus contact poison, because they can touch your hand and give you poison as well, which shadow government, darling little scumbags that they are. Anyway, she and a bunch of other people, including Rob Skiba and the wives of some of the guests that were there, they all died. She got very sick and her hair fell out and other things happened, but she's recovered and she's been talking about it at events, so I can talk about it now because she's been public about it. So like when you hear something like that, I'm not telling you that to make you afraid. I'm trying to tell you that the truth tellers are the people that are under siege. Okay. It's not bad out. She could say, oh, I get death threats. No, you don't. Prove it. Then they can, if you make a death threat against somebody, if the powers that be, if they wanted to see who it was that did it, they could trace it right back to the time and the second that it happened and know where you live and come and get you, okay? So this idea that these Hollywood stars, I'm getting death threats from Trump supporters, it's all bullshit, okay? Nobody would bother wanting to go to prison over the likes of Johnny Depp or Anderson Cooper. So if you're getting death threats, it's because you want to make yourself feel important, like Jesse Smollett pretended that he was being harassed because of being a black man, a wealthy black man who apparently has no issue with lying and he doesn't get any punishment for it. But if you're white and you did that, oh boy, you'd be in prison. So, I have black relatives, so it's a big issue with me that instead of everyone being more united than ever, like Dr. King wanted, people are more divided than ever. And it's all because of the machinations of demented communist Democrat Marxist scumbag perverts. You've done so much damage. You're mentally off and you have no business being on our airwaves, let alone in charge of our schools or our government jobs. I mean, what if, for example, you're making out like Trump was had to be taken out because he's a dictator. If he was the dictator, you would have had someone at your door and you've been in a gulag all this time, okay? Trump is not the dictator. It's the fascist Democrat Party that's always been dictators and always been power hungry and always been over the top, right? You have this skewed idea about things that the Democrat Party is, you know, what JFK and Bobby were talking about. They weren't Democrats, okay? They had served our country and they were good men, okay? Their policies and their thoughts were not far left. They were middle of the road to the right. They ran as Democrats because the U.S. had never had a Catholic president before, and the Republican Party had General Eisenhower and Nixon, and Nixon was set to run. And but the things that JFK was espousing on were very middle of the road, very conservative, pro-America first ideology, and not wanting more war. Especially for people who have been in wars, they know the gore and the horror of it, and they don't want to do that. But they don't want to, you know, have war because they know how horrific it is. But the Democrats today, the only wars they know how to do is looting and rioting and torching buildings. President Trump was afraid that if he had stayed in office and said, look, here's the evidence, we have it here, the election had foreign interference, the machines were hooked up to the internet illegally, there were brought in ballots, there were papered over windows while they ran ballots over and over again to give tallies to Biden. You know, we have the things, the ballots are watermarked, we know who did it, we know where the ballots were being stored, we know who stuffed the ballot boxes with the 2,000 mules. Yeah. And he had said all that, the Democrats would have blown their whistle and had all their scumbag illegal aliens and Black Panthers and Antifa dirtbags out in the streets. Civil war would have begun. They would have been given their marching orders to hit the homes, hit the suburbia. I mean, I've seen it myself in my own town, how this town has changed because of the imported scum from other nations that we're not here to assimilate people, okay? They're joining the terror camps that Obama allowed to grow and fester. And I've posted lots of information about that too. Trump was trying to roll up the pedophile gangs and the drug traffickers. He's not never done drugs. He doesn't even drink. And he doesn't want our country to be unsafe and where kids are dying of fentanyl overdoses. As it is, I have a friend whose only grandchild did drugs the first time with a friend and it had fentanyl in it, and he died. And Eric Bowling, who is on Pluto Channel News, I think it's Newsmax, his only son died of fentanyl, and it was in the Adderall that he was using for concentrating while he was in college on studying. So it wasn't like he was some drug addict. His son got it in a normal product that you would take for attention deficit disorder, basically. So, you know, we can't let Democrats rule us because they're insane, they're perverted, they are corrupt, they're wasteful, they're immoral, and they are untrustworthy. And I don't care if you don't like hearing that. That's and if you still think that being a Democrat is so cool and wonderful, then that means that you're pro-slavery and pro-segregation and pro the sin of abortion and pro-socialism and pro-stealing from people to give to others, right? That's not what any Christian believes. You don't steal from one group to give it to another, okay? We have charities for that reason, to help people that are struggling or the people that are in trouble. Okay, we don't need Democrats to be in charge of big slush funds so that they can decide who gets what after their cronies get their payoff and skim off the top. We know what you're doing. You're revolting. And it's Republicans doing it as well. But it's mostly the Democrats because they are Marxists and they're Muslim Brotherhood and Black Panthers and all that. That's who's in the Democrat Party now, like AOC and Tlaib and Iman Omar, all these other foreigners that have no allegiance to America and hate Americans. And because they are Muslim, they cannot take America, because if you're a real believer in Islam, you cannot uphold any religion other than Sharia law. So they can't even uphold U.S. Constitution, because in their view, if they're devout Muslims, there's no higher power than Sharia law, which is Islamic law. And that's why they're trying to set up their own banks and their own courts and their own little pockets. Like Obama dumped in a bunch of Somalis into Minnesota, and suddenly that witch gets into Congress, shoots her mouth off. If she shot her mouth off like that in her own native country, she'd be dead. So do not take these people seriously. Do not give them any platform, because these are nation wreckers. These are people who have been set into power so they can finish the job that Obama started. Obama's job was to destroy America. When you think about after 9/11, after supposedly Islamic terrorists, you know, managed to drive planes into steel I-beams of the World Trade Center, false, that somehow we, as a country, elected a guy who's with a Kenyan Marxist Muslim dad and some bimbo that just happened to conveniently die with her with his grandmother and his half-sister before he took office. I mean, come on, people. Talking about a big fairy tale, that's why Clinton said that Obama was the biggest fairy tale ever. That he was a big fairy tale, okay? Total liar, total fraud, total embellished, made-up bio, fake documents. He's so dumb that he doesn't even realize, like, back in 1961, they didn't use the term African for a black person on the birth certificate. They used the word Negro. And so you weren't supposed to notice that blatant error. You weren't supposed to know that Kenya was under British protection at that time, so it was a protectorate. And so it wouldn't have said origin of country Kenya. It would have said Britain protectorate or whatever the word is. So like all these things that, you know, any person should have been interested in, the media was paid to totally destroy, because the shadow government decided that they wanted to have an African, he's not black, his dad was from Kenya, makes him African. And I don't even know if that was really his dad. And his mother supposedly is from Illinois. And then he was supposedly born in Hawaii, but there's no record of that happening either, because he said he was born at a hospital that wasn't even a hospital at the time. It was a woman's clinic, and they didn't do deliveries. So the man's a big freaking liar, and that's why he keeps sending his thugs after me. But I'm going to keep saying what has to be said, because our country cannot be ruled by the likes of Biden and Obama, okay? You people aren't worthy. You're not worthy. You're not worthy. Anyway. All right, so I want you to look at the banners for freedom. So it's banners, the number 4, freedom.com. The reason is because that they're being very effective, much more than, you know, what I am. But you might not know about them unless you happen to stumble on the show or someone tells you to listen to this crazy Lori girl. So they're billboards. As I said, they've had ones in Times Square, and they've been really effective. They saved a lot of lives by getting the facts out about the jabs and the mRNA. All right, so they even have one from God in a Nutshell, who is Trey Smith, who's a good guy, and I've learned a lot from him. He has a website, godinanutshell.com, and Trey Smith knows and is good friends with Kim Clement's daughter, Donna Clement Petruska. So that's someone to listen to. If you want to learn more about what the Bible says and, you know, what the information that's factual and that has been presented by people who actually care about the reputations that are, you know, theologians and men of the Bible, women of the Bible, then I would suggest that you check out, start with God in a Nutshell, because he's covering it all. He's covering the events that have been in other countries, showing the holograms in the sky that look very realistic. He's covering stuff that I guess you would call supernatural. He's covering, because he knows Hebrew, he looks at the words and what the Bible says from that point of view, because Hebrew is a very multi-layered, very informative language. It gives a lot of clues, more than English does. I mean, that's a good place to start. There's other places too. Ark Encounter with Ken Ham. Really good people that they're not preaching at you. They're just telling you what the Bible is talking about. Another one is Chuck Missler, who was a pastor. You know, there's a lot of people that can help you to get informed quickly, so that you're able to defend your faith, but also that you're not bamboozled. I mean, like, for example, Democrats and the atheists love to say that, you know, God's vengeful and wrathful. Well, when he saw what was happening here on Earth back in Noah's time, when they were making hybrids and they were anything goes, immorality and lawlessness and messing with the genome, the DNA of humans and all the other stuff that was going on, we had a much more advanced civilization here pre-flood than what we have now. Okay, you can tell that by looking at the artifacts and looking at the architecture in particular, where you have things like the pyramids that couldn't be built today with advanced equipment. So something what we think is our history is not correct. And you're not going to know that because you have a bunch of moron, paid-off, communist, dumbass Democrats on every TV show and every news show telling you lies and making you think, oh, God's so vengeful and mean. Yeah. Well, in order to have Jesus come later, be born to take away and make right what was wrong, and the great theft that was done by the devil, he couldn't have the human genome be all poisoned and distorted with other hybrid DNA in there. So the reason for the flood was to wipe out and reset and start over. And it was only a handful. And that story also is in Chinese culture and Indian culture and Russian culture. I mean, it's not an American fable, okay, or a Jewish fable, okay. Put it this way. The only way that we can fight back is to circle the wagons and to stick together, and that means don't buy from companies that hate America, that want to have your child be taught that they don't need a mother and a father, and that, you know, it's okay to cut off your penis and your boobs because, you know, you're 12 years old and you think you might be a boy or whatever the crap that they're pushing. My twin was a credentialed librarian teacher and is a credentialed librarian teacher. And she's actually glad that she's no longer teaching because it would have been very hard. She's disabled now, but took a fall at her school. But, you know, she knows that it would have been really hard to stay teaching with the woke bullcrap stuff. All the communists and all the foreigners have jobs still. They got rid of the Americans. Yeah, that's it. We open our doors to you people, and then you lie about us and take over. Like, I lost my college job because my coworker lied about me, and then her friend took my job. So that's the other thing, too. You have to think about starting your own business or having something that you can call your own and not have to ever work for anybody, because all it takes is one creepy person and, you know, they accuse you of molesting them or whatever it might be. And suddenly everything you've worked for and done your whole life is gone because of one creepy Democrat's lies. And I've seen this over and over again, so I have a really bad feeling about it. And I'm not saying Republicans don't do bad things. I'm saying that it's mostly the left, the immoral, the atheists, the communists, the Marxists, the Democrats, socialists, the morally bankrupted, perverted people on the left that are the problem right now. They should be the outcast, not Trump, not me. Anyway, I think we're almost out of time. I'm going to put this on. I'm going to put this on that you listen to this later or share it. Don't fight with people. Don't argue with them. Just ask them to broaden their circle of information and contacts, and they might actually realize that, you know, they've been misled on purpose. They've been brainwashed on purpose. All right. God bless you, and be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. Stay together. Special on Blog Talk Radio. You can save money on an upgraded plan. I put the code, discount code, in the show notes.